30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam with a special news episode with an update that we've heard reports was coming for about a month now, but a lot of us were in denial and hoping it wouldn't happen. Well, I mean, I was, and I know Peter was, but it appears that after much deliberation, Warner Brothers is moving Dune. So Warner Bros. Is shuffling their release late around. Wonka is staying. Color Purple is staying. Because they think it's not good Oscar chances. What was the other one that's staying? Aquaman is staying. But they are moving Dune Part 2 into 2024. Dune Part 2 will now be occupying the March 15th date of 2024. Which means that the week before my birthday, I will be going to see Dune Part 2. So you're probably asking what happens to the movie that was on that date, because there was previously Godzilla X Kong, A New Kingdom. That movie has moved a month later to April 12th, 2024, which now you're asking, but wait, wasn't there a Lord of the Rings movie on April 12th, 2024? You are correct. That movie has moved to December 12th or 13th, that one off the top of my head, of 2024. Now, again, this could have been avoided by negotiating good faith with the Screen Actors Guild and the Writers Guild, but Warner Brothers and the rest of the studios didn't want to do that, so they'd rather shoot themselves in the foot. If I'm Denis Villeneuve, and I see this news, my thought is, why would I want to work with Warner Brothers again? Because the issue is, with this, Warner Brothers is taking a movie that was prime setup for a tremendous Oscar run, in Dune with its current date. Dune was, you know, was set to do great things at the box office. Not box office, at the Oscars this year, because it had that November 2nd date. It would have put it prime in the middle of award season. It would have been on people's minds. It would have done good things. You were probably going to get a directing nomination for Villeneuve. You were probably going to get a Best Picture nomination. You were probably going to get a cinematography nomination and probably a visual effects nomination and probably a sound nomination, if not win in a few of these categories like it did in 2021. By moving it to March, you're taking it out of Oscar consideration for 2023, but at the same time, you're also putting it at a disadvantage going into 2024. Where it still could win these, but because it's so early in the year, it's functionally out of competition, because by the time you get to that point, it's not, there's a recency bias that goes into this. So by moving Dune there, you're taking it out of Oscar consideration. You're also taking away the, like, unless it's premiering at Sundance, which may well be the plan, or premiering at South by Southwest, you are removing a lot of the ability to build buzz. There is a lot that goes into this that I'm not, I mean, I don't think it'd be Sundance. I think if it is going to be anywhere, I think it'd be South by Southwest is the premiere. But just, god damn, like, this is such a bad decision for Dune. Then comes everything else. Because it's not just Dune that gets moved and gets shifted. Because then on top of that, too, Dune had a six-week exclusive window with IMAX, which would have put Warner Brothers to have a six-week direct with no competition. So Dune comes out in the first week. The second week was The Marvels. The Marvels would not have been able to premiere in IMAX or have IMAX screenings. Then you have Hunger Games, wouldn't have been able to do IMAX. Then you would have had Wish, wouldn't have been able to do IMAX. Now all these other things are going to have to shuffle for these IMAX theaters into December, which I think also you're going to have Wonka in that same mix. Now, on top of that, if we take into consideration what movies are already in March, The week after this is Ghostbusters Afterlife 2, which we will find out if the muted response to the box office to the first Ghostbusters Afterlife is because of COVID and because of people concerned to go back to the theaters over theater, you know, over COVID. But beyond that, we also have this issue where it's like, could it also be that because this movie's going to be more focused on the original team, will this get more asses in seats, which will cut into your box office run for Dune? Then you go to April, where it's like, okay, so we're moving Godzilla vs. Kong, Godzilla X Kong into April, which is too good of a date for that movie, I think, because there's nothing for a few weeks until Deadpool 3, which may well be moving, because Deadpool 3 is not done shooting, and it's now the end of August, it's almost September. That movie still has principal photography to finish. Like, that movie may not come out in May. Now, I think that we still do get a Marvel movie in May. I think if it happens, they relocate Captain America to May. But I don't think we get Deadpool 3 in May. So if that's the case, you have this whole thing kind of fucked up. So now you have, you know, this huge window for Godzilla. And then you get to December, where you're putting this Lord of the Rings movie out. And it's War of the Rohirrim, or something. I don't know how to pronounce it. Peter would know better than I would. But this movie's coming out in December. But December's already stacked. Because December, keep in mind, unless it moves, which I think, again, very well could happen, you have Sonic 2, Sonic 3, which will have Shadow in it, opening against Thunderbolts in the third week. This is the second week. And I feel like there was something else in the first week already that I don't know off the top of my head. So, what are you doing? Like, and the thing is, too, it's like, okay, Warner Bros. Had a major release in November. Warner Bros. Has a major release in October. You could have put it to September. Like, there are other options. You don't have to put it in December. Like, what the fuck? I'm just like, September would have been a prime date for that, because there is no major blockbuster set for next September. So why wouldn't you put it there? You don't have to worry. Oh, and that was the other thing, is that the week after Dune is Snow White. Which, maybe they're looking at the negative press that's going on with Snow White and everything that's going on with the controversies around it. And they're looking like, oh, that movie's going to tank. But, I mean, Dune isn't a family movie, and it's part two. So it's not, honing in on the same market. I think that if you get a weekend where you get Snow White to do 40 million, Dune in its second week is done. Especially in March. It's not the summer where you can have a Barbenheimer situation. Like, it's just an odd situation. Why would you do that? It's just kind of baffling to me. So, there we have our new release dates for Warner Brothers as these strikes go on. Hopefully we can get to a point where the studio stop dicking around and actually make concrete offers and not just try to play politics with it and actually, you know, try to negotiate in good faith. But beyond that, like, you know, I don't think anything's going to happen in the near future. I think we're looking at easily October for an end date for these strikes. But we'll wrap up there for today. Tomorrow we will still have as scheduled our Backlog Files episode, in which we talk about, what was it called? Snakey Bus and Retro Wave. So until then, have a great rest of your week.